This is Shantae speaking. May I have your zip code and your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, what company are you?
I'm customer service.
Okay, well, I see what my husband's card had went missing, and I just wonder what type of service you are.
I'm a third-party call center that handles different companies. I would be able to assist you once I locate your account, but I need your zip code.
I don't have an account. Okay, but it's 32459, but apparently, I mean, somebody, like, is, I don't have an account with you, so what is it you actually do at Jack-a-lack or whatever your name is?
Hold on a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and pull up.
Because they reversed the charge. So I'm thinking it's somebody who my husband lost his card yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, see, that's why I'm calling to see, like, what type of company you are. And
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
I can just tell you this. We're a third-party call center, and we handle different companies. So it's several different companies, and I won't know who the company is until I pull up the account by the zip code. Because if they purchase anything,
okay,
they have
well,
to
I've
put
got,
that information
okay,
in
the zip code that they it would have been lost in
uh-huh.
would have probably been 32459 is what they would have assumed.
Okay.
And I think that's probably why it rejected is because even though that is the zip code that he lost it in,
mm-hmm.
that's not the zip code that the billing address is to. I did that on purpose.
Okay, so what is his name?
Ma'am?
What is your husband's name?
Edward Harris.
Harris.
Mm-hmm.
You said Everett Harris? Harris?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the card that was lost, was Everett Harris.
Okay.
And it was lost yesterday, and apparently it was used today with your service.
Okay.
And charged $7.92, and then they reversed it.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see if, like, you know, someone's... Well, I'm really going to have to keep an eye on my account because apparently somebody's got it in front. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
$7.92. I mean, exactly what is that for?
Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Okay.
Okay. Three, two, four, five, nine. I'm not pulling anything up with that zip code. What's the other zip code that you have for?
30205.
30205. Okay.
So that has something to do with Facebook?
Something. Would you say something on Facebook?
No, I said, does this have something to do with Facebook? Because when I Google just the name, it comes up. Okay.
No, I don't know. Let me try his name. Give me the correct spelling of his name, first and last name.
Okay, Everett. And he has not had possession of that car, ma'am, since yesterday.
I understand.
So I'm
trying
to find out if it's a legitimate charge or not.
I mean,
and he's not. I do all the business for the company. He doesn't, so.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
mean,
just trying to find out. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. I'm just trying to find out what type of business are you.
Okay. Like I told you, I'm the third-party call center. I'm
for
a call
what?
Center for different businesses, for different companies. So there's a multiple different
so
companies.
So this is like it's not wanting you to answer the phone for me.
Yes, I'm just the person that answers the phone. And the only way that I can see his account or whomever did what,
right.
If they place an order with any of the companies, they have to put in a zip code and telephone number and all of that.
Well, I just gave you the two zip codes.
Yeah, and I'm not pulling up anything.
Okay, and it's Everett, Everett.
Yeah, I tried that. And you said they used a credit card?
It's a debit card.
They use a debit card. Okay, mm-hmm. So I can, if anybody has placed an order with us, I can use the first six and the last four of the credit card. And it,
6053 is the last four.
I'm sorry, say again?
6053 is the last four.
Okay, and the first six?
I don't know the first six. And the card's lost.
I can't pull it up. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't pull it up. I have to have both
of them. Apparently.
So what you need to do is just call.
Somebody was trying to get, I don't know. There's no way with my, I don't know.
Okay. So what I need you to do is to get your bank statement and contact your bank to see if they can give you some more information.
Oh, well, they can decline it.
Okay. Well, you trying to find out.
And so will y'all call somebody for $7.92 a month or what?
I know, but you're trying to find out if somebody used his card. So that's why I was
offering you information. Right. But
uh-huh.
You're not finding anything connected to it.
No, ma'am. I'm not pulling up any name or address or anything with that card number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was just sitting here looking at the purchase. It said it was made today for $7. That's what it's confusing. What is it? That's rather cheap for a call center.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
It seemed like you'd have to pay more than that.
Well, I can't see anything, ma'am. I can't pull up anything. So my advice to you is just to call your bank so you can get more information. Okay. Well,
thank
you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day. Bye now.